Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. There's an interesting phenomenon with entrepreneurs like you and I, and that is that on one hand, while we have so many ideas that we don't have time to do all of them justice, we also, if we focus on one, maybe struggle with innovation in that area. And it's like after a week, a month, 2 months, a year, after a certain amount of time that we spend within that idea or developing that business or that line of that portion of our business, it's like we get kind of bored and lose the innovative ideas that drove us to get started in it in the first place. We get bored. That's just something that we do as entrepreneurs. So I've got five ways to help you be more innovative in your business. And I'm going to apply that both to a business with employees as well as solopreneurs, because we are next level solopreneurs here. Purpose, passion, and profit. You know all this. So every single day we have long to-do lists, right? And one of those things that we have to do in our business is continually innovating. And that can be applied in so many different ways. But it's the creative side, the tweaking, the producing what our business produces. And if we stop those things, business stops as well. We know this. We're business owners. So how can we be more innovative with the things that we have to do? One thing we have to do is stop trying to do it all. So we've got some ideas for you, and I'm going to apply it both to, like I said, business with employees as well as solopreneurs. And number one, if you're a small business with employees, invite all of your employees to share their ideas. Create an open atmosphere where you're willing to listen and hear what your employees have to say. They want to be involved, and the more involved you can get them, the more they'll buy into the business. And the more they buy into the business, the more involved they'll become. And if you allow an open atmosphere for them to share their ideas, because they are the ones who talk with the customers, they are the ones who work on the equipment, they're the ones who build the products, they're the ones who do the delivery. They have so many more ideas. And if you can invite them in, they will 10x your business. Like, no doubt. They'll go take your business way beyond what you can by yourself. If you're a solopreneur, you're going to want to gather around yourself other people who can give you those ideas. You're going to want to talk to friends who have created a business in the same industry that you have. You're going to want to talk to people who have had success in the same business that you're in. You're even going to want to talk to your customers. You want to talk to your spouse and ask her, hey, what could I do that's within my strengths to be more innovative in these areas? Even talk to people that have no experience in your industry, that have never delivered inside of that. But if you can bring them on board and share the vision with them, they can give you ideas, because people have insights. It's that outside insight, that bird's eye view of things, so you can see the bigger picture. We often get so wrapped up inside of our business that we can't see the innovative side of things, where we lose our creativity. Number two is to provide a platform for idea gathering. Once you get your team on board, whether that's your employees or your spouse, your friends, your coworkers, your people that are your advisors that have been there and done that, or whoever that might be, your future customers, your past customers, once you get them on board, you need a place where they can share the ideas. That might be, if you have a small business, it might be a brainstorming wall where people can write things on it or put sticky notes or share ideas. It might be a piece of software like a Facebook group or a Notion document or anything like that. Just something where people can write down and share their ideas, and you can start to see how all of these different ideas can coalesce and create something even more awesome than what you've got going on currently. The next thing is to encourage, if you have a small business, encourage your employees to collaborate and try new things. Give them a time specifically to work on their ideas. Google has done this and has seen massive success. I believe like maybe Gmail and a few of their biggest products came from the time when they allowed their employees to work on their own ideas. Instead of Google saying, here's what you will be working on during this time, they allowed them paid time. Like, okay, we're paying you 40 hours a week. You have 5 hours a week to work on your own ideas. We'll pay you for that without any oversight into what you're doing. But all your ideas belong to us. Google created some of their most massive products by allowing their employees to work on and collaborate with those new ideas. It's going to be a little bit different if you're a solopreneur. So you're going to have to set aside time to try new things, to experiment in new ways. You're going to have to talk to new people to get those ideas. It might even mean, you know, if you are, depending what your business is, it's going to look different as well. So you're going to want to bring those people together and brainstorm those ideas or get into interesting conversations with people around ideas to see if the things would work. And if you have enough interest in the product or service that you're brainstorming, then by all means, add it to the lineup of things that you offer. Number four is to reward creative thinking. One thing you want to do is get your employees, your future and past clients, your spouse, your advisors, get them thinking outside the box. Give them a special gift for the great ideas. Even say thank you for the not so very creative ideas. Some kind of reward system that, hey, I love hearing your thoughts. Here's a little thing to say thank you. And number five is to change up how you do your meetings. If you're a business with employees and you always go sit around a big conference table and you have a meeting and you have a little snack and whatnot, change things up a little bit. Now, I get that sometimes, you know, for a construction company, you don't want to go do some highly active activity that's going to take more of their energy when they've been working really hard. But change up the meeting in such a way that will get people more engaged, because when we do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, we easily disengage and it's like we go off into la la land and we don't even hear anything that's in the meeting. So if you can bring a sense of energy into the room, just change up how you meet with people, change up how your business meetings are done, do things just a little bit differently. You don't have to go way off the wall with things, but just add an element of surprise and excitement each time. Change something up, add something new, do things a little bit differently, and watch the energy come back into the room and the creative ideas and the innovations start flowing again. Don't carry the burden of innovation all by yourself. Even if you're a brilliant person like Elon Musk, who has so many ideas and just sets off and does them, or if you're a solo entrepreneur, don't carry the burden of that all by yourself. Have people around you who can share the innovation, who can share the creativity, who can share new ideas. If you do this, you'll see that the work you do constantly, you're always doing more, bigger, better things, creating more impact, helping more people, and you'll always be doing good work. So do good work.